This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. This just in, two meetings at Port Townsend City Hall have been canceled this week. Today, the Historic Preservation Committee meeting is canceled, and tomorrow, Wednesday, November 8th, the Culture and Society Committee meeting is canceled. All city offices are closed this Friday in observance of the Veterans Day holiday, which this year falls on Saturday, November 11th. This is Election Day. If you haven't filled out your ballot, there is still time. Make sure to place it in the security envelope, place it in the envelope, and sign and date the envelope. You can mail it, provided that it is postmarked today. There is a drive-up drop box behind the County Courthouse building in Port Townsend and in or near other locations throughout Jefferson County. All drop boxes and the County Courthouse are open until 8 p.m. tonight. If you don't have your ballot, you can vote in person at the County Courthouse. Go to co.jefferson.wa.us and click on Elections on the left side of the homepage for more information. There is a link on the transcript of this newscast. On Saturday, November 4th at approximately 2 p.m., the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the Brennan Fire Department received word of a man missing within the canal tracks area of Brennan. The reporting party provided information that indicated two individuals had likely ventured into the remote back roads of Brennan late the night before and did not return. Attempts to reach the missing individuals by phone were unsuccessful, their whereabouts uncertain. About 2 hours later, one of the individuals managed to establish contact with another party and promptly placed a call to 911. He conveyed critical information regarding his companion who had suffered a fall, found himself stranded 60 feet below an embankment, and was experiencing hypothermia. The caller had made efforts throughout the day to maintain his friend's body temperature, but after unsuccessful attempts to effect a rescue, he departed to seek assistance. Emergency personnel from the Brennan Fire Department, Jefferson Search and Rescue, and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to the scene. Ultimately, they located the missing man, who was situated approximately 5 miles beyond the Murhut Falls Trail. Regrettably, the 45-year-old Brennan resident was found deceased. Initial inquiries suggested that hypothermia and alcohol may have played a significant role in this tragic outcome. The case has since been forwarded to the Jefferson County Coroner for further investigation. According to last week's PT leader, Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is seeking assistance in locating Tina L. Woods, age 48, of Bremerton, Washington. Woods is a suspect in a string of recent burglaries along the Olympic Peninsula in the communities of Port Townsend, Chimicum, Port Ludlow, Quilcene, and Brennan. The arrest warrant was issued on Friday, October 27th, according to Detective Sergeant Brett Anglin of JCSO. There were actually several warrants issued in this case. First, deputies had a warrant for recovery of a stolen Acura MDX found at Woods' residence on October 24th. Authorities say that vehicle also had stolen plates. A second warrant was issued to search the Acura. A third warrant for Woods' arrest was issued based on what was discovered in the Acura and evidence from the surveillance cameras at the scene of several of the alleged crimes, Detective Sergeant Anglin said. Woods was arrested in 2022 for burglaries in Clallam County, but later released. She is also being sought for burglaries in Kitsap, Mason, and Grays Harbor counties, and is awaiting trial for similar burglaries in Clallam County scheduled for December. Her alleged targets included homes, businesses, and post offices. Some burglaries occurred during the day, others in the early morning hours. Money, jewelry, and computer equipment were among items reported taken. Some items were recovered from the stolen Acura. Woods allegedly used a slingshot to break a window in a door and then would reach through and unlock the door from the inside. Woods is listed as 5'4" tall and weighing 180 pounds with brown eyes and brown hair, though the mugshots from her previous arrest show she has blonde or silver highlights. Anyone with information on Woods' whereabouts is asked to contact Detective Sergeant Anglin at 360-344-9762 or just contact Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can reach out to us at news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.